Good morning. Good to see everybody here today. Hope you're all doing well. Happy Mother's Day. You would turn your Bibles to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 19. 1 Kings 2 and verse 19. So Bathsheba went to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah. And the king arose to meet her, bowed before her, and sat on his throne. Then he had a throne set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right. Every good and godly mother deserves a throne. Solomon at least thought so for his mother. And I think most of us would feel that way about our mothers. The Bible says in many places, it's repeated in many places, in one of the first commandments, honor your father and your mother. Paul repeats it in Ephesians 6 and verse 2 and says this is the first commandment with promise. And we want to honor all godly mothers today. But it's not just about the mothers, the reason why we want to think about this. But it's about God. God is the one that created the world. God is the one that designed marriage and the home. God is the one that gave mothers their instincts, their nature. And so as we honor you as mothers today, we also give praise and glory and honor to our God who designed the home and motherhood. Turn to Titus 2 and verse 4. Titus 2, we're going to look at verses 4 and 5. When we think about motherhood and raising children, in our society and culture today, unfortunately, it has received a bad connotation. I want you to think about what's said for young women to do in Titus 2, verses 4 and 5. The older women are to encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands so that the word of God will not be dishonored. We honor mothers who see motherhood as a gift and not a curse, as something to be proud of, not something to say, you know, someone, you know, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, or, you know, I'm a mother of two kids, or, you know, what? You know, a lot of people look down on that today. That's not something, you haven't really done anything with your life. If you talk about what you've done with your children, what you've done with your family. Hey, look at passages like this, and it's, Paul, he was just a chauvinist. You know, talk about women are supposed to submit to their husbands and stay at home and take care of their kids. You know, well, yeah, Paul penned these things, but first of all, if we're going to say that we love God and we honor God, we have to recognize he did this by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So if you call Paul a chauvinist, you call God a chauvinist. This was God's design and God's plan. And we honor you as mothers who appreciate that. And you are fulfilled in your work as a mother. Look at Proverbs 31. And I want us to look at verse 25. Proverbs 31. Of course, there's so many things that we're going to look at from here this morning. But I want you to look at verse 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. Verse 29. Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. I think you can, we're going to even notice some things here in Proverbs 31. And I've said this before. I'm not just talking about mothers that stay at home. I'm talking about mothers that work. I'm talking about mothers that do things. And this woman here, she worked outside the home in some ways in taking care of her family. But the point that I think is made in these verses is that she has fulfilled her primary goal is her family. And the love and care that she provides for her family, she's proud of that. She smiles at the future. She looks to the ways of her household, we're going to read in just a little bit. And she excels them all, not because she's always got her makeup on, not because she's always looked as beautiful in the eyes of others, but she excels them all because she fears the Lord. And what she does with her hands, how she takes care of her family, that is what makes her excel them all. That's what makes her noble. And her works praise her. She's proud of it, and others are proud to call her wife and mother. We honor mothers who see motherhood as a gift and not a curse. We honor mothers because you selflessly bless your families. Look at verse 27 of Proverbs 31. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She looks for ways to serve her family. And I think we as husbands and as children, we have seen our wives and our mothers do this. What does my family need? What do I need to be doing? And a godly mother does that. And we appreciate that. She seeks out the needs of her family. She does not eat the bread of idleness. Constantly looking for ways to serve her family. And sometimes it's not just, she's not even just avoiding being idle. She is sometimes neglecting of her own self. Of many of you here, I know. There are things that you would like to do, but you put them off for the needs of your family. And we honor you. And we praise you for this. Selflessly, not only do you just put off things you'd like to do for yourself, you put off things that are important for you, like sleep. Proverbs 31 and verse 15. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. Anybody ever see your mom do that? Your wife do that? You rise early in the morning to prepare food for your family. You do it while the babies are nursing. You do it getting them off to school. You do it when your children bring their children to your house. Hasn't stopped yet, has it, grandmothers? Proverbs 31 and verse 18. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hands grasp the spindle. She senses that her gain is good. She looks, you know, yeah, I'm rising early in the morning while it's still night. And her lamp doesn't go out at night, but she's not upset about it. Yeah, you may feel a little tired, but you sense that it's good. You're glad that you do that. You're proud that you can serve in this way. And you show sacrifice and selflessness that we all need to emulate in some ways. After the kids are in bed, you're awake, preparing food for the next day, mending clothes, cleaning until late, or whatever else it is that your household needs. Proverbs 31 and verse 13. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. She is like merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Verses 21 and 22. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. You work hard to give your family the best quality of life, and yet you try to do it while you're being frugal. You try to earn some to help out when you can. You try to look for the best deals. Don't wear yourself out cutting coupons. Sometimes it's not worth it with other things that you need to do. But you try. And you should be honored and praised for this. And it's because you love your family, but it's also because you love the Lord that you do this. And you know it glorifies Him. Proverbs 31 and verse 26. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Especially with young kids, as they're hearing things and learning things from people out in the world, it's not always easy to keep the tongues of the world out of your home and to keep kindness and peace as a foundation for your family. But you try. You correct. You gently teach what's wrong and right, the things to say. You get frustrated sometimes at the things that are said to one another. But you try to keep kindness in your home. You selflessly bless your families in so many ways. We honor mothers because you teach your children to know and serve the Lord. Look at Proverbs 1 and verse 8. Sometimes we overlook little statements like this. Proverbs 1 and verse 8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. And so the proverb writer says, you know, this is the things that I've taught you. These are the things that your mother has tried to teach you. Don't forsake these things. And we recognize that Proverbs 2 is inspired of the Holy Spirit. And so these are fathers and mothers striving to teach their children things that God wants them to know. Look at Proverbs 31 and verse 1. You know, as you think about Proverbs 31, do you recognize that it's the words of a mother to her son? The words of King Lemuel, the oracle which his mother taught him. Mothers trying to teach their children the ways of the Lord. Look at 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5. As Paul is writing to Timothy, one thing that brings him joy is who else of Timothy's family that Paul remembers and Paul remembers joyfully. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5, For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure it is in you as well. Many here today probably would not know God's Word and would not have the faith in God that you have if it wasn't for your mother and your grandmother. And you might not even be Christians if it weren't for them and their influence on you. Look at 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. From childhood, Timothy's grandmother and mother tried to teach him the Scriptures, the Word of God, because they knew that that is where his hope lies. No matter what happens to him in his life, if he knows the Scriptures, He knows the way to salvation, Paul says. In Acts 16, verses 1 through 3, this is where Paul first meets Timothy and his family. I want you to notice what is said here. Acts 16 in verse 1. Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra, and a disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. And he was well spoken of by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted this man to go with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those parts, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. I want you to notice a couple things about this passage. First of all, Timothy's mother and grandmother were in a tough situation because his father wasn't a follower of the Lord, from what we can, at least what it seems. He at least wasn't a Jew. He was a Greek. And so she was trying to do this on her own, as many mothers are often left to do. But they still did it. They still gave themselves to teaching their children the ways of the Lord. But not only did she have to do it despite what their family situation was, but she succeeded at it. He was spoken well of by the brethren that were there. And in verse 3, he was the kind of man that Paul wanted with him to go and preach the gospel. Because of the spiritual training Timothy received from his mother and his grandmother, he was the kind of man that Paul wanted with him. And that can be said of many preachers and elders today. It's because their mothers, from the time they were young, started patiently working with them, teaching them memory verses, teaching them the names of the apostles. And those things seem trivial and pointless at first, but it builds from that little time. As you sing those little songs with them, as you work on passages, you're building a character, you're building a person. And Timothy's mother and grandmother built a person that did much good in the work of the Lord. And the same has been true for many years of many preachers and elders and faithful Christians. Countless souls have been saved because of the love and work of mothers. And we just say preachers and elders, but what about preachers' wives? What about elders' wives? What about just women in the congregation that serve in so many different ways, encouraging and helping and loving? And they learned it first from their mothers. Proverbs 31 and verse 28. Proverbs 31 and verse 28. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. I want to encourage you, husbands and children, to make sure, not just today, don't do it just because it's a national holiday. Make sure you take the time often to tell your mother, tell your grandmother you love them and you appreciate them and thank God for them. Just think about what your life would be without them. But we rise up today and we praise and honor all the mothers and grandmothers we have here. And we thank you for your contribution to the families. And we thank you for your contribution to this congregation. And we thank our God who gave you to us. I've said times before, there are different ways we can look in the world and see God's wonderful blessings and His love. And the love of a mother is one way. And in this life, we experience, it doesn't matter the way we live, there are just things about this life we are going to experience God's blessings. But there's coming a time, 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8 says, in which Jesus is going to return in flaming fire, and he is going to take his own to be with him, and then those that are not his are going to be separated for all eternity from the Lord. There will be no blessings in that place. There will be no love. There will only be regret and sorrow and pain for all eternity. You can make a choice today. If you recognize that the love God has for you in things, in like the way He has designed the home, in the love of your parents, but most of all, look to Jesus and the love that He showed there, and He was willing to sacrifice everything for us to be saved. And so, do you want to be in a place where the God of all blessings is and the people who love Him are? Or do you want to be in a place where all the blessings finally cease? The choice is yours today. Come to God through Jesus Christ by repenting of your sins and being baptized into Him. If you're already a Christian and you recognize that you haven't been living faithfully to Him, you can repent of your sins. You can go to God in prayer on your own, or if you need encouragement and the prayers of the saints, we're here to help you. But whatever we can do to help you, do it today. Don't wait as we sing the song that's been selected.